The problem, I suppose, in relation to the context of traffic, we can get through traffic generally well with blue lights and sirens if we have what we call wriggle room. And that technically means if the vehicle in front of us moves a little bit to the left and the vehicle approaching us moves a little bit to the right, we get up the centre and wriggle through traffic, for want of a better way of describing it. The problem with the four lanes is there's high-sided curbs to the left and high-sided curbs to the right, so vehicles don't get to move that slight little piece to allow us to negotiate the traffic through the centre. What we did propose to the council at the time, we understand the four lanes has progressed, is completed, and what we've proposed to the council since is that we use the piece from the Cullen Road entrance into the roundabout, that we drop the curbs at that point, the whole way from the Cullen Road to the Polestar roundabout. That will allow us in peak time traffics, and this generally only happens in peak time traffics, that will allow us divert ambulances down the Cullen Road and into that roundabout, where then the cars can move left and right to allow us that wriggle room through the centre and on into the roundabout and through the roundabout.
And has that work been done yet? Have those proposals been accepted?
We're still in negotiations with the council in relation to that piece of the project, and they've come back to us last week just in relation to looking to meet again to further that plan or to further discuss that them works, but it hasn't happened as of yet.
Is it moving with the urgency that you would like to see it move, given the fact that, you know, potentially lives are at stake?
Look, it's a complex situation because the bridge sits in between, so it's a difficult piece to get moving. It is moving, and we're in constant negotiations with the council in relation to it, and hopefully, if not to the end of this year, but very early next year, we'll have good traction with the council in relation to it.
And not that it's up to the ambulance service that aren't road engineers, but are you surprised that this wasn't flagged whilst the project was in planning or indeed construction?
Look, hindsight's a great thing, so say for instance, we've learned a lot from the Four Lanes project. The new project that forms part of our discussions here this morning, the hospital roundabout to the Mountaintop project, we've had extensive discussions with them in relation to that project from very early on. We're probably in discussions with engineers who have worked really well with us on that project for about a year now. We've learned our lessons, or the lessons have been learned from the Four Lanes project, and we've brought improvements into the hospital roundabout to the Mountaintop project from that.
And how will ambulances, emergency services generally be better accommodated now as part of these active travel works outside the hospital?
Yeah, so in relation to the hospital works, there's two pieces in relation to that. So the overall project as a whole and the completion and what it'll look like when it's finished is the first piece. And that means that, as we said, we've done mock-ups with the council in the council yard across from the council building there beside the Polestar. And what we've asked for is we have a drop curb on the left-hand side of the road and a drop curb on the right-hand side of the road that allow traffic, and there's a hatch box that's structurally sound enough to take the weight of a vehicle on each side, and that allows the cars move off to the left and move off to the right to allow us that wriggle room coming up and down that Mountaintop road. Mm. We have mock-ups of it done down on the council building. We've also graphics of it done, and I might see if we can share them graphics with you later.
Brilliant.
Today,
yeah.
In relation to that. And the other piece on that is, if you remember years ago, coming down Lurgy Brack, there was the lorry lane for the lorries that had failed brakes on the left-hand side, and there was a huge media campaign around that at the time. We're going to do similar for the Mountaintop, the hospital to the Mountaintop road, to put a media campaign out, prior to the completion of the works to show people what to do in the event of an emergency vehicle, Gardaí, fire or ambulance, coming across them on that section of the road.
Yeah, you might be aware that they have now decided that the plans maybe aren't fantastic and they are going to potentially reinstate a right turning lane, at least for St. Connell's and maybe other businesses. Will you need to re-engage with the council, or have you re-engaged with the council with those plans seemingly being changed mid-construction?
Yeah, so in fairness to the council and our management team on the ground, there, our operational management team on the ground for the Ambulance Service in Letterkenny, they're in constant engagement in relation to this project. They've gone as far as they have a WhatsApp group between the council, our operational team, and the Gardaí, the fire, and the contractor on site in relation to the works, changes in on the works, where the works are at and where the works are progressing to. So there's constant engagement ongoing there in relation to them works as they progress through.
And I suppose, you know, obviously no one likes to see an ambulance sitting in traffic, and it can be quite alarming. I'm not sure how common or uncommon it is. But as General Manager of Operations for the National Ambulance Service, you're in the position to know, you know, are these works going to compromise the speed in which your crews can respond or get people to the hospital?
Yeah, so just in relation to how common it is, if we take, for instance, last Tuesday between 6:30 and 6 o'clock in the evening, we had 9 outbound journeys from either Letterkenny Hospital or the ambulance base in Letterkenny under blue lights, and we had 4 inbound journeys for that period of time. Now, in saying that, where the crux of the problem is in peak hour traffic, so you're chatting during that time, probably 5 to 6 or 4:30 even to 6 in the evening, and probably at this stage it's nearly 7 to 9 or 9:30 in the morning. They're the key periods of time. So no, we're confident now. We met with the council again yesterday in relation to it, given the publicity that it received, and we've put a few tweaks in relation to when the works are ongoing. So we're confident in relation to the proposals for when the works finish. Where we're a bit dubious, or we're a bit dubious, is in relation to when the works are ongoing. So we met with the council yesterday in relation to that, and we've come up with a number of further enhancements to the scheme there to try and alleviate the pressures that we're seeing. The first of them is, the current works has been done in sections, and they're 300-metre sections. Mm. We're asking the council and the contractors to reduce that down to 150-metre sections. We don't know is that possible yet, because as the smaller they reduce it, the longer the time frame be put out in relation to the works. So that's the first thing. We've asked them to reduce that section that they're working on down to 150 metres. The second piece is that we're doing a communication to our teams today to say that anything that's coming in or going out in peak times, that they come in via the Knocknamona roundabout. So if you're, say, you're coming from Bonagie, you would come in the 4 lanes across Ballyrain, up the road at the Unify roundabout, into the Knocknamona roundabout and back down into the hospital, and going out, you would go out the same way. And further to that, and that's not possible for all inward or outward journeys. Take, for instance, if we're coming from the lower Main Street or Churchill direction, etc. So what we're asking there, and the council have agreed to it, is that there will be, during peak times, there will be, for want of a better word, a point man on for the works that we can contact when we're coming in with a blue light resource run that'll be able to direct the traffic, and they'll prior a notice of us coming in that road prior to that. And the last piece in relation to that is the road, to allow the first point happen, the road works are only currently up to the ambulance base entrance. So that allows us come into the hospital via Knocknamona and exit the ambulance base via Knocknamona and out and down the new road there into the Unify roundabout.